Thanks for tuning in to the Gist of It podcast. The honest, straight-talking mental health and mindset podcast from Gist Coaching. With your host, Chris Piercy.
Hello there, my name is Chris Piercy and welcome to the Gist of It podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about New Year's resolutions and my advice so that when you make a New Year's resolution or any goal that you have in the future, that it is a success. So, without further ado, let's get straight into it with tip number one. So tip number one is to check your motivation. Biggest question, who are you doing this for? You know, why are you doing this? You know, kind of a two-part question there. So the who are you doing this for is the big one. If the answer isn't yourself, then you need to go back to the drawing board straight away and ask yourself whether this is really a sensible goal to be setting yourself. Because if you're doing it for anyone else but you, your motivation is in completely the wrong place. Because when it comes to when things are a little bit harder, you're going to have to try and seek out motivation that you're kind of doing okay with things from the person that you're doing it for. And they may or may not be able to like provide you that motivation. Maybe, you know, you're not even in contact with them properly. Because maybe it's a case that you're saying to yourself, I want to lose weight because I want to be with this particular person and I know that they like to be with people who are a bit slimmer. No, if you want to lose weight or gain weight or whatever it is, then that should be for you. Like all of these things should be for you. And if they aren't for you, then you need to, like I said, go back and think seriously about why you are doing it in the first place. So that's my first tip. Check who you're doing it for, why you're doing it as well. Tip two. How are you going to do it? You know, it's all very well saying, I'm going to quit smoking, or I'm going to stop going to the pub so much, or whatever it is. But how are you going to do that? What's your actual plan? Because between where you are and where you want to be is not a single step. No, it's not just a case of going, okay, I've done that now, cool. Or if it is that simple, then, you know, maybe it's not so much as a resolution as just a, I'm going to do something. So if your New Year's resolution is to do a particular thing, then you need to have the steps in place in order to complete that. So what are the little steps between where you are and where you want to be? So going back to the weight loss thing, how are you going to lose weight? Are you going to be doing it with exercise? If so, what sort of exercise? When are you going to exercise? What other classes are you going to go to? What equipment are you going to buy? What home workouts are you going to do? What home workout programs are you going to buy? What's your goal with regards to that? Because if you just say, I'm going to do some more exercise, then you won't end up doing it, because that is such a generic thing to throw out, that I'm going to do more exercise or I'm going to eat less. Do you know that you need to eat less with regards to the reduction of calories? Is it that you need to eat less or you need to eat better? You know, is it that you're eating too much of one food group and not enough of another food group? So hopefully you can see this with this kind of me kind of spitballing these examples, that it's not just a case of going, I'm going to do something. It needs to be much more a case of, these are the steps in between that are going to help me to get to where I actually want to be with this. Because if it's just a, oh, I'm going to lose weight, you won't get there, because you need to have a plan. Moving on from this, tip three. Tip three is to recognize the difference between a lapse and a relapse. Now, I'm going to go with smoking on this one because it's a really easy example to give, but you can hopefully take this and apply it to whatever it is you're trying to do. So with regards to lapse versus relapse, if you're trying to quit smoking and you, let's say you don't smoke for a week and then you have one cigarette in a moment of weakness, that isn't a kind of a relapse. That isn't you failing. That isn't you going back to square one. That means you had one cigarette. You know, recognizing that as, oh, that was just a lapse, and then getting straight back to, okay, not going to smoke anymore from now on. That's the way that you need to look at it. It's really easy when you're quitting smoking, particularly because nicotine is so addictive, but it's really easy just to say, well, I've had one, I might as well smoke for the rest of my life now. I might as well buy a packet of cigarettes. If you slip back into buying a pack of cigarettes and, you know, going back to smoking 15 cigarettes a day, then that's a relapse. That's when you've genuinely have failed and you need to start from square one. So a lapse is just, you know, a momentary thing where something goes slightly wrong. It's having the cigarette when you're supposed to be quitting. It's having the massive cake when you're supposed to be on a particular diet. It's texting the person you said you weren't going to text once. You know, that those are lapses, and those are absolutely forgivable and understandable. You're human. You're not going to just nail it completely perfectly as soon as you try and do something. There are going to be little mistakes along the way. So recognizing it as a little mistake and going, well, I made a mistake there, but I'm going to get back to not smoking as of immediately, then it's absolutely okay. Thinking that, oh, it's all gone horribly wrong, I better just go back to the problem behavior or the addiction because I had one cigarette or one cake or dropped one text to someone, that's the important thing to recognize, that the difference between a lapse and a relapse is huge. Recognizing you're human and you're going to have lapses and you're going to make mistakes is vital when it comes to you overcoming whatever it is you're trying to overcome or achieve what you're trying to achieve, because you don't want to kind of pull the rug out from your own feet just by making a simple small mistake. Next up, tip four, we have accountability. Now, accountability is all about being accountable to someone. Now, with some people, if you've got enough resilience and gumption about yourself, you can just be accountable to yourself. You know, if you just say, write down somewhere, I'm going to do this, just on a bit of paper for yourself, then for some people, that's enough. But one of the biggest things that people get out of life coaching with me is the fact that we will agree something for them to do, and then they are accountable to me. You know, they will have a feeling that if they don't do something or other, then they will have let me down. Now, we can be quite easy going with ourselves about, oh, we let ourselves down, you know. But the idea is that as a human of letting someone else down, that isn't great for most of us. So having someone to be accountable to, now whether that's partner, whether that's best friend, whether that's something, you know, you post the whole goal on social media for everyone to see. Maybe, you know, I've seen people starting up Instagram accounts purely for their fitness. This is my fitness accountability account. So where are you going to get your accountability from? Think about that, because if you have accountability to someone or something, you are much more likely to achieve what you want to achieve. Number five, I've spoken about this in about a million of these podcasts, but I do think it's so important. Control. Do you have control over what your thing is that you're trying to achieve? Now, if it's something like quitting smoking, yeah, absolutely, you have control because it's entirely your thing. You choose to light up every single cigarette, you know. You choose to how much you exercise. You choose how much food you put in your body. You choose what you do, right? If your goal is, what's a good example? If your goal was, I'm going to get a partner this year, I'm going to find the love of my life this year, well, can you really control that? You know, is that something where you have complete control over the situation? I'd say no, you don't. I mean, you can do all the right things. You can go to the right places, start up a new club to meet more people. You can sign up to dating apps. You can make yourself look as good as you can make yourself look, etc., etc. But that doesn't give you control. It increases your odds, for sure. But it doesn't actually fall within your complete control. You can do all of those things, all of the completely right things to find a partner, and you don't meet the right person. Or you meet someone who you think is the right person and they were lying to you the whole time. Or, you know, there is so much luck and chance involved with that. And of course, someone else's control. So if you haven't got complete control over what your goal is, then again, it might be a case of going back to the drawing board slightly and going, okay, well, let's adjust this slightly. So in terms of this example, with regards to finding a partner, it's like, if your goal is, I'm going to find a partner, you don't have control. So what can you do? Well, you can completely heal yourself. You can make sure that, you know, any remnants of the last relationship that you were in or previous relationships which have damaged you, make sure you've healed from them. Make sure you are making yourself look as attractive as possible, you know, getting yourself in good shape, feeling good about yourself. You know, all of these things are for you and you have complete control over them. Whereas, as I've already said, if you're looking for a partner and that is your goal, you don't have control over the whole thing. Tip number 6, plan for failure. What's your plan when you fail? Because as I've mentioned earlier on, you are a human, you are fallible, you will make mistakes, you will have some ups and downs when you're trying to achieve what it is you're trying to achieve. So what is your plan when things go wrong? When you're finding it really, really difficult? What are you going to do? Who are you going to turn to? What is going to kind of bring you more motivation? What's going to drag you out of the pit of despair when you feel like you're miles or even further from your goal than before you started, for example? What is your plan going to be? Have a really solid plan in place for when you fail. And I'm not saying you definitely will fail, but it's better to have a plan in place which is going to kind of inspire you and give you some motivation when things go wrong, rather than find yourself in a pit of despair, as I just said, and have no idea how to get out of it. So tip number 6, plan for failure. And finally, tip number 7, the goal is the reward. And what do I mean by this? Well, I think it's fairly self-explanatory, but I think that a lot of people, when they set themselves a goal, they'll say, well, when I get there, I'm going to buy myself this, or I'm going to do this, or whatever. What if you told yourself that achieving the goal was the reward? Because surely achieving the goal means an awful lot to you, or you wouldn't be even listening to this point on a podcast. So presumably, it means a lot to you for you to achieve this. So recognize that as your reward. Look at that as the treat that you get at the end of all of the hard work. Anyway, those are my 7 tips on how to have New Year's resolution success. I really hope that you've enjoyed them. And if you're interested in having some accountability, or, you know, maybe the goal that you're trying to achieve would be benefited by some cognitive behavioral hypnotherapy, or just a chat with someone who knows how to help get people from point A to point B. If that is the case, then drop me a message, chris@gystcoaching.co.uk, or you can go to my Instagram and message me through there. That's @gystlifecoaching, G-Y-S-T, life coaching. Look forward to speaking to you in another episode soon.
Head to gystcoaching.co.uk to read blogs, get in touch, or find out more about working directly with Chris to get your shit together. To follow us on social media, search for Gyst Life Coaching.